After a year and nine-ish months of pandemic, those who work from home may have gotten a bit more casual when it comes to fashion choices. There's the classic nice shirt plus sweatpants combo, the fuzzy blanket that's become a full outfit, and of course, t-shirts. Lots and lots of t-shirts. That got us to thinking about our favorite t-shirts, the ones we've been wearing for years, the ones we wear just because they make us laugh, the ones we got from someone we love. Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite t-shirt of all time that you have owned, past or present? Why do you love it? Is it hilarious? It does have a sentimental attachment for you? And what is the backstory? Let us know now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. It's all started with an idea from Central Time producer Colleen Leahy, who shares this story to help us get started.
I have a lot of favorite t-shirts, but the one that came to mind immediately is this black t-shirt with a skull and crossbones on it. And the skull has the number 13 on it, and there's a snake, like, winding through its eyes. And over the top of the skull, it says, "Felon." And I love this shirt because it came from a favorite teacher's garage sale, and she was, like, kind of goth, and I thought she was really cool. And she told me she got the shirt at the little boy section at Target, and it looks like it. It makes me really happy because it's so absurd.
That's Colleen's t-shirt story. What is yours? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite t-shirt now or in the past, tell us about it, what it means to you, why it's funny. That's 800-642-1234. I'm kind of a practical t-shirt guy myself. But you can surprise me with your shirt at 800-642-1234. We asked around here at Wisconsin Public Media. Ezra Wall, our Southwest Regional Manager, says, I have a faded t-shirt that features three microphones with wrapped cables and quarter-inch plugs that make a peace sign. It's the most comfortable shirt, Ezra says, I've ever owned. After 15 years, I can no longer wear it in public. But it's still a Saturday morning favorite. My 11-year-old niece is dumbfounded when I tell her the shirt used to be black. It is now gray. Sarah Hopeful, on the other side of the glass there, says, my UW-Milwaukee t-shirt with Animal the Muppet playing the drums on it. Its color has faded and it's a bit stained, but my mom gave it to my grandpa when she was younger, and I'm very happy to have it now. My other favorite t-shirt is a ridiculous white shirt with an alien on it smoking a cigarette with, but is it art, written at the bottom. Sarah says, it's so stupid, I love it. How about you? We're taking your calls. If you have a favorite t-shirt, you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let us know the story behind that t-shirt. Weird from a caller in Scandia. Mark says he saw a t-shirt in the New Yorker, one of their cartoons, a shirt that said, I wear this shirt, therefore I am. Do you have a zany t-shirt like that? You can also prove me wrong, because I thought, are people really going to call about their favorite t-shirts? And the producers had to persuade me. So you can prove Rob Ferret wrong right now at 800-642-1234 with your t-shirt story. That's 800-642-1234. Hey, people here at WPR have a lot of t-shirt stories. Bill Martins, producer here on Central Time, says his favorite is from an ice cream shop in Door County called Grumpy's. The logo is an angry-looking ice cream cone holding a root beer float and a thing of popcorn. It's kind of funny. People seem to get a kick out of it. I always get comments when I have it on. It's soft. It fits well. And takes me back to Door County. Bill says I get excited whenever I do laundry away because it means I've, or whenever I put laundry away, because it means I've got it ready to wear again. All right, now you're calling. Deb is with us in Cross Plains. Deb, hi.
Hi. Yes, I have a favorite t-shirt. Actually, I have two. The first one was made after my brother passed away. Mm. He was known as Hell Bent. And we had a Freebird on it, like Freebird Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Sure. Freebird, like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. And then the other one we made when my friends and I were later in high school, and we were just kind of the knockoff girls. We weren't popular, but we had a great little group. We're still friends, and we came up with our name of Choice Bunch. So we
Choice
had t-shirts
Bunch.
Made, Choice Bunch. And we proudly wore them when my girlfriend was at Ames, Iowa College.
Okay.
We wore them all over campus. So.
Now, did you only wear them when you get together, or would you wear that separately, too?
We wore them separately, too.
Excellent.
But,
Deb,
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I appreciate it. We'll go now to Don in La Crosse. Don, hi.
Hi. I had a gray shirt with a mosquito pictured over the most of the shirt with it saying, "It's time to eat, Minnesota."
I love it. So it did. That's the mosquito that ate Minnesota, or one of many, I guess, Don.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love it. 800-642-1234. Call in with your favorite T-shirt. Jerry is with us next in Glendale. Jerry, hi.
Oh, hi. I've got two favorite T-shirts. The first one is, I call it my definition of love. You see two cats, you're looking at them from the back, there's a nice moon overhead, and one cat says to the other, "If I had two dead rats, I'd give you one."
Aww.
And the other T-shirt was given to me at my bachelor party many years ago. It's the Michelangelo creation of Adam, you know, where there are heavenly figures about to touch fingers.
Right,
where
from
God
the Vatican,
is about...
sure.
That's right. And the... wording on this one is, "Pull my finger."
Okay. I was worried a bachelor party wasn't going to be clean, but that's good-natured fun. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing those with us, Jerry. I love it. We are taking your favorite T-shirts, past or present. Mary joins us next in Chippewa Falls. Mary, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your T-shirt, Mary?
Okay. So it's a T-shirt that's the College of William and Mary. And I call it my party shirt. And the reason is my husband's name is William and mine is Mary. So that way I will remember who I came with and who I am.
That's so you go to some pretty rough parties there if you're forgetting by the end of the night, Mary.
Oh, my goodness sakes. We had a great time when we were in Virginia Beach. So, yeah. It was a great party.
I love it, Mary. That's a great story. Katie joins us next in Eau Claire. Katie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your T-shirt, Katie?
My T-shirt is a saying from The Onion. It was passed down from my sister's best friend to my sister and then to me in high school, and it just simply says, "You are dumb." And I have had it for 25-plus years.
Do you still wear it? I mean, this has been a double hand-me-down plus 25 years. Do you still wear it?
I mean, it's not pretty, but yes, it does get used quite often.
I love it. The Onion's original motto. I think they translated it into Latin later. Time for another caller or two. Nancy is with us in Grafton. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. My Wisconsin license plate said 14 kids because we did have 14 children.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a T-shirt that had like my license plate on it. And I think that was pretty neat.
That is pretty cool. Did you make that yourself? Or I'm guessing that would be a great gift for a grandma.
No, I had it made by a company here that in town that made those T-shirts. And I had, 14 kids.
Love it, Nancy. I will take one more caller. Tim is with us in Delavan. Tim, hi.
Hi. I got this shirt from my brother. It just says hello on it, and it has two dogs on it. And one is snipping the other's butt.
And that's a hit at parties, I bet.
It's the best T-shirt I have ever found. People just die laughing when they see it.
I love it. Tim, thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who called in. You can keep sharing your T-shirt stories. Email ideas@WPR.org. We could share some more of them in the future.